Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Would it surprise you to learn that Joe Biden lied about the jobs numbers? Well, that's apparently what's happened. Here's what they wrote at Zero Hedge. Regular readers are aware that back in July, Zero Hedge first, long before it became a running thing among so-called macro experts, pointed out that a gaping 1+ million job differential had opened up between the closely watched and market impacting, if easily gamed and manipulated, establishment survey, and far more accurate, if volatile, household survey, the two core components of the monthly non-farm payroll report. So what he's saying is they pointed out a 1.1 million gap between these two different not reports, but surveys that make up the jobs report. And here's what I've been saying to people for a long time is no matter what they report, forget the initial number. Wait a week. They will give you the real number and it'll be a gap. And here's the problem. It's plus or minus 100,000. Now, explain to me how you can say jobs, we've gained 116,000 new jobs. Plus or minus 100,000. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. He goes on. He says, we first described this divergence in early July when looking at the June's payroll data. We found that the gap between the housing and establishment surveys had blown out to 1.5 million starting in March when, quote, something snapped. We describe this in something snaps in the labor market. Full and part-time workers plunge as multiple job holders soar. Now, you already got a clue right there, right? Because that's what you're looking at. That's how they get you. Oh, we've got jobs and we've got more jobs because people are taking two jobs. But the lazy people aren't taking these jobs. He says, he writes, since then, the difference has only gotten worse and culminated earlier this month when the gap between the establishment and household surveys for the November data set nearly doubled to a whopping 2.7 million jobs. And then they wrote, to describe that, something is rigged. Unexplained record 2.7 million jobs gap emerges in broken payrolls report. Again, I'm telling you this because what I want to explain to you is the Biden administration isn't willing to give you the truth. They're not going to go, hey, listen, we believe we were creating jobs, but we're really not. People are still working home. The jobs we created are people working double. Are there seasonal jobs that are now gone? Look, I don't know what is it do you want the American public to know? Look, I get we've got, I keep saying look a lot, don't I? We've got national security stuff you don't want to tell us. You've got things that the general public shouldn't be made aware of necessarily because it could cause all kinds of stuff. A run on the banks, it could cause a run to the grocery store, whatever. I get that there are things that you say, this is information that only a few people need to have in their brains for right now until we figure out the best course of action. I'll concede that if you are truly representative of America. In other words, if you say, Kevin, there's a run to the grocery store and you don't get there in time, you may not eat for a while. Okay. I get it. I understand that. All the implications of it, and I may not benefit, but the public at large, you know how we used to say, for the greater good, and it actually meant that? But when it comes to giving me jobs numbers, you gotta hide those? Seriously? We can't know that the economy is not going one way or the other, because what'll happen? Oh, well, that'll create a situation where people will stop spending. people were batting down the hatches. People, you know, and look, again, I understand that the government is going, we need these things to happen, so we need to encourage this. If it were done for the greater good, truly, I'd have no problem with it. We don't have a government like that. We have a manipulative government that tells you, even when you're in a recession, you're not in a recession. They spend money when they know they shouldn't. Right now, they want to blow a hole through the budget yet again. In the year, we're getting close now. We got to start doing this. We need more money or else this will happen. What happened to pay-go, pay-as-you-go? What happened to Trump implemented? He says, if you're going to spend a dollar, you got to get rid of two. What happened to these things? When do we stop it? Is the question. And the short answer is, we don't. If you're relying on the Democrats to stop it or in the politics, these weak-kneed sissy rhinos to stop it, it isn't going to happen. So as I keep going back to these lies, man, blatant lies, and I'm going to recount a couple. Blatant lies about the people who got Wu Flu. Where are we at with Wu Flu? For those of you, Kevin, you're bringing up Wu Flu again. Yeah, I am. Where are we at? You scared? Are people still getting it? Oh, yes, of course they are. Are they dying from it? Yeah. What happened to those daily reports of the people dying?
Oh, Kevin, we don't have to report those anymore. We've got the vaccine.
Yeah? What's going on with the vaccine? How many backtrack reports have you seen about the vaccine? I've seen all these reports. Joe Biden doesn't want to take the blame when gas prices goes up, but then the gas prices come down. And Joe Biden,
yeah, I bring the gas prices down. Yeah, what we did by raiding the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, that did it. Yeah, my economy, it's picking up. Just wait and see.
Yeah? Did you hear what I talked about with crime the other day? You know how the economy is picking up through the black market. And let me tell you something, folks, you conservatives, we conservatives, there comes a point where even you say, okay, you got me. I'm not going to play fair anymore. I'm going to do what they do. There comes a point where even you will, it may take a while, but you'll start to consider it. That buddy says, look, why are you paying retail? I got a friend can get you a bootleg. Hook me up. Hook a brother up. We can reach our breaking point. These people are lying to us. The data points they give you, don't believe anything that pathological lying Joe Biden or his pathological lying administration says.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paladi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
This FBI story, folks, is huge. It's huge. It's on par with the cheating that was done in the election cycle. It's on par with that. Both of these are huge. I mean, we're not talking... what else could I say? These are huge stories. Irrefutable evidence of the FBI colluding with Twitter's previous management team. Both organizations totally controlled by leftists. And get this, 99% of Twitter's employees donated to Democrats. Think about that. Okay, so Elon Musk fired half of them. What does that leave? It still leaves 99% of the people at Twitter who are leftists. And let me tell you my little story. So we get back on Twitter. I tweeted. I got out of while I was in Twitter jail, the only thing that got me through was singing old Negro spirituals, Swing Low, Sweet Chariot, with something like that, or I forget. Coming forth to carry me home. It was a joke, right? I get a 12-hour suspension on Twitter for that comment. 12-hour suspension. And here's what they tell you.
if you'll take it back, we'll reduce the suspension. We'll eliminate the suspension. You can be back on right now if you'll take it back. Oh, by the way, you might be asking yourself, what did I violate? Because you can't have hate speech. You can't be making threats. Well, apparently the word Negro. That's what did it. This is the nonsense. And let me tell you, don't think for a second Twitter, Elon Musk isn't going to change Twitter until he gets rid of everybody in that food chain. He's not going to get rid of, it's not going to change. Because you get five strikes, you're banned again. And now I appealed it, and I'm not, you know, if you think I'm going to stop, I'm not. What did I put? Somebody tell me. What are you going to call them? Old N-word spirituals? The level of insanity, folks, is insane. But let me get back to this FBI. Both of these organizations controlled by leftists, the Democrats, obviously, the Twitter, by the way, I'm sorry, Twitter and the FBI, controlled by Democrats, colluding against us. And you know what we figured out? And this is what really has Adam Schiff upset, is that now people know. It isn't a guess. It was never a guess for us. But it was something they could hide. And now that he's going to be off committee, what's he going to do? How are they going to control the narrative? Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, by the way, folks, the Kevin Jackson Network. I'm furious over getting back on Twitter. I just yesterday, I told you guys what a jubilation it is to get back on a platform. And if, you know, I didn't think it was going to be that big of a deal when Melissa kept trying over and over and over. But when we got it and I started tweeting, it was like, whoa, you know, the power I have now to reach my audience, to grow potentially, to grow my audience, because these suckers kept me from growing. That's part of the whole social media thing, is don't let his voice get out. Don't let millions of people want to follow him, because he's actually telling the truth. And then, so the potential of, okay, I had 71,000. Twitter took me down to 55,000 as they were, you know, trying to crush us. And everybody, James Woods, all of us were losing people. I wasn't losing as many just because of, you know, I didn't have as many. But I still contend that if Twitter and Facebook let me grow at the rate that I would normally grow, I would have millions. You'd be talking about, I mean, I'd be mentioned in the echelons of the ingenues like Candace Owens and others. You know, I mean, trust me when I tell you, we do a good job of making sense at the Kevin Jackson Network. And I can tell you, when I had 200,000 people on Facebook, we were growing 3,000 to 5,000 per day. Got up to 600,000 and Facebook went, who is this? And they shut us down. And then eventually closed my account. Wouldn't let us grow for 4 years. Then eventually just closed us out altogether. And I know why, because we're relevant. So now we find out that the FBI is the one who's doing this. It wasn't Twitter. It was the FBI going, you know that Kevin Jackson, yeah, he doesn't have that many people, but yeah, we got to start looking at him, because they're talking about and for the record, in Facebook, we had enough people to make a difference. Once you get to 600,000, 700,000, it doesn't take long for people to go, this dude, this brand, these people are funny. They're great. We want to keep moving, keep growing, you know, we want to let other people know. Think about it. If you've got 100,000 and you're growing 3,000 to 5,000 a day, or 200,000 and you're growing 3,000 to 5,000 a day, what's going to happen when you have 400,000? Are you going to grow at 6,000 to 10,000 a day? Now, I know it doesn't always scale that way, but my point is, the more people, the more growth. I had friends. Alan West had 2.5 million. Alan and I were talking. I said, Alan, no offense, I should have more than you. I mean, I was growing faster than you, and this was before Alan was even a household word. He goes, I know, man. Anyway, with every new drip of inside information provided by the new Twitter, we learn of just how duplicitous our government has been in undermining conservative Americans. It's pathetic. And I'm going to tell you, I've said this a thousand times. I'll say it again, and it's already revealing itself. Every bit of information is going to condemn this organization known as the FBI, for whom many of us had a lot of respect. The fact is this. The FBI organized J6 events. That's what America will soon discover, and the world. The fact is, what Schiff and other Democrats don't want discovered. They don't want us to learn that our law enforcement agency, the highest domestic law enforcement agency in America, worked against real Americans to keep the truth from getting out. And not just about J6 and this election, and but COVID and all this other crap. They worked together in collusion with the Democratic Party to say, this can be said, this can't be said. This is, if you had said to me when I was a kid growing up that this could occur in America, I would have called you a liar and probably wanted to fight you. Again, Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Unbelievable, folks. And so now we're learning just how thick this thing was. Here's what a guy wrote over at Twitch. He says, some clown from Media Matters declared FBI lawyer James Baker exiting from Twitter's The Right's new Benghazi. So in other words, the average American would have no idea what it was, nor would they care. We're going to get much deeper into this when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. It's not just the Midwest and Northeast hunkering down. The big storm blasting the heartland is heading south as well.
We did issue an advisory for extreme cold weather to make sure that all of our market participants are prepared for the conditions that we're expecting.
That's Paul Vegas, head of the Electric Reliability Council of Texas. The wind and snow will combine to produce zero visibility conditions from Nebraska to the east tomorrow. They're trying to speed up the clock on Capitol Hill to approve that big federal spending bill because of the weather. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says the deadline may be Friday.
But we hope to do it much sooner than that.
because we're mindful that a nor'easter is barreling down the East Coast.
Schumer told colleagues both sides have agreed on the $1.7 trillion omnibus spending bill. 70,000 plus without power in Humboldt County, California, after a magnitude 6.4 earthquake this morning. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I want to say this. This is your platform. It's the Kevin Jackson Network. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, which is part of that, but it's your platform. And I know there are so many people out there listening. I know you are because you write to me. You send me notes. Kevin, when I'm in the garage, man, we got you on. Or, you know, we're firefighters and, you know, we have you on when we're, you know, in our downtime, we're playing poker, things like that. And I'm asking you guys, what is it you want? You know, Melissa and I were having a conversation about reach and, you know, Twitter reach. You know, why, Kevin, why are you not growing as fast as some of these others? And maybe you need to adjust your style or whatever. And I'm going, this is my style. And I hate to say it this way because it sounds rather abrupt, but I don't really care what other people are doing. And some of them are very brilliant people. I talk about them often. Forget the guy, Matt, forget his last name, but he wrote the book or did the movie What is a Woman or something like that. Brilliant guy. The Ben Shapiros, they're brilliant. I was with Charlie Kirk the other day. I was at his event. That event... The idea that this 30-something-year-old dude who I watched 13 years ago start his organization, and he's putting on an event that it was bigger than a concert. Thousands and thousands of people who paid a lot of money to be there. And I was telling somebody I couldn't even afford the signage at this guy's event. And I wish there was a part of me that was like, hyped up to compete in that arena because I know what I could do, but it isn't me. I'm going to be who I am. I'm going to be a snarky, smart aleck who's ready to fight for this country, who's ready to fight for the right reasons at the drop of a hat. That's who I am. And, you know, the team is, well, you know, if we do this or do that, you know, it's easy to say, make this slight adjustment. Yeah, well, you know, it's like telling a leopard, hey, try some stripes. I'm not upset with them. I think that if you're looking for, and I know it sounds, you know, like, Kevin, you're talking out of the side of your neck because you're saying you want to grow, but yeah, I want to grow, but I think we deserve to grow with the way that I am. That's the way I look at it. And I don't even think it. I know what I delivered because I know when I got the numbers. It would be different if I didn't have a frame of reference, if I didn't say, well, we were growing 3,000 to 5,000 a day back during this period. I haven't changed. Not one bit. And I get kicked off of Twitter because I'd use the word Negro? Seriously? And I'm looking at while we're debating this, okay, talking about me getting a 12-hour suspension because I jokingly said while I was in Twitmo, I sang old Negro spirituals to get me through.
and then Twitter flags me. Well, while that's going on, sex trafficking is being allowed, porn on Twitter. The FBI, we find out, is in total collusion with Twitter. We know they suppressed the Hunter Biden story, which, by the way, is still legit. But guess what? Old Kevin's not growing. I'm not growing. It isn't my fault. I would love to tell you, oh, yeah, it's my, oh, boy, I tell you, I got to change. I wouldn't love to tell you this, but I'm saying it would be nice to be able to say, oh, yeah, it's my fault. I, should be able to change my evil ways. It isn't. Continuing on. But by the way, let me give you guys station identification. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So, yeah. Tell us what you want, and if it doesn't violate any of my rules and conditions, we'll do it. We, you know, I know people, Kevin, you ought to have guests. That's a lot more difficult than you think. I mean, we could do some stuff, but my day is already booked, so it's a little more difficult. But we will have some, but they're going to be very selective. And I know, yeah, if I have some social media influencer on, it'll be a different thing. But it's kind of like me saying this. Do I think Joe Rogan is so interesting that he should be on the show? My short answer is no. I mean, he's an interesting guy, but what Joe Rogan has is a large audience. But Joe is not some intellect that you go, wow, he'd be a great get. Now, here's what I would have Joe Rogan on. He's a comedian. He's got some insights and things like that, and we would yuck it up. It would be a fun show, but I wouldn't do it just because Joe's got millions of followers. It's got to be interesting to me. And I'm not picking on Joe because he's what a success. But as one of my friends said, and I'll tell you, I didn't say this. It was said of me. Of what one of my good buddies said, who's made at least 40 movies in Hollywood. He says, Kevin, you're a sophisticated Joe Rogan. And this is a guy that has no dog in the fight, who knows us both personally. And he said, man, he goes, no offense, Joe can't hold a candle to you. And I'm not telling you this to make myself look good. I'm telling you the true story. I know what we say resonates. I'm not even questioning it. Let me get back to this stuff. So this guy's talking about what happened with Twitter, and he was talking about Jim Baker exiting Twitter. This guy, Media Matters, said that the FBI lawyer, James Baker, exiting from Twitter, he called it the right's new Benghazi. Like, that's our next battle cry. Woo! The guy who was vetting Twitter files before passing them on to Barry Weiss and Matt Taibbi played a part in Russiagate and the Steele dossier. And when he gets caught and fired by Elon Musk, who says, wait a minute, I want these Twitter files unredacted. I want people to know exactly what happened. We find out this guy's running interference. A former member of the FBI, who, by the way, is still, in my opinion, working for the FBI. Says the latest dump showed that the FBI was almost a subsidiary of Twitter. And the New York Post's John Levine took a look at just how many Twitter executives were former FBI agents. He says they were riddled with ex-FBI agents and executives, stitching the company even closer to the federal agency now under fire for leaning on Twitter to meddle in the 2020 elections. Folks, when I tell you, this story is so big. And you know what the media is doing? What's the big deal? What do you care? It's not that big. There's no story here. He says more than a dozen former feds flocked to the company in the months and years prior to Elon Musk's purchase of the social network in October. They said the Post found the FBI's influence was considerably more significant than just James Baker, who, by as I said, even under new management, was still doing his tricks. He was still manipulating. He wouldn't just turn the stuff over. Nope. He had, I'll vet this first. He was interfering with Elon Musk deciding, I want full transparency. We're going to come clean on what's happening. And you know what this guy did? This former FBI agent that was still under the thumb of the FBI, he still ran interference. That's how they're programmed. If you think folks listening to the Kevin Jackson Network that this left is going to not do stuff? They're going to slow down? They're going to finally get some sanity? I'm going to tell you, the richest dude in the world buys a company for 10x its value, and the FBI says, we don't care. One of the richest guys in America, Donald Trump, runs for president, and they defeat him in a coup. If you don't think they're going to get rid of Elon Musk, you're out of your mind. So Elon Musk does a poll and says, here's an unofficial poll. Should I stay running Twitter or not? I'll abide by what you say. He does this on a left-leaning platform. And, of course, it was 52 to 48 or something like that for him to go. They love for him to go. I hope he says, just kidding, at the end of it, if he does lose. We know what Twitter did. They would look at our post and then say, this one we're okay with, this we're not. They went on witch hunts against people like myself. I didn't have enough people on Twitter to say grace over. They would never let me grow. What's funny, I remember when I had 1,000 people on Twitter, when we finally made the decision we need to grow it. And in a short amount of time, we grew it to 71,000. And it was stopping. We would get the number of people that would respond to a tweet was ridiculously low. Well, now we know why. Here's what they write. In some cases, the former G-men and women held positions that would have put them close to company leadership directly involved in censoring the post-Hunter Biden coverage in October of 2020. Matthew Williams spent more than 15 years with the FBI, working mostly out of Seattle, where he served most recently as an intelligence program manager and senior supervisory intelligence analyst. I want you to think for a second what these people do. The expertise they brought to Twitter in surveillance and what have you, and you get the picture.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft, Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
FBI story colluding with Twitter, folks,
is huge.
I'm not going to stop talking about it. If we had real media and real justice, people would probably be going to prison over this. Certainly, we should be able to wage lawsuits against people like James Baker and some of these other folks that we've been talking about that work for the FBI, Matthew Williams, others, that suppressed us, stopped our growth, stopped our companies. I'm talking about people who were using social media. Let me put it a different way. So let's say you had a bakery and you found out that the FBI was stopping people from coming into your bakery. They would, you know, block off the streets, or they would send in the inspectors to condemn your, you know, say there were roaches in your kitchen when there were none, or whatever. You get what I'm saying? If you put it into practical terms, this is essentially what the FBI was doing. They were essentially saying, we're not going to let you grow. We're not going to let your voice get out. We're not going to let you market your message. What do you think we're about? So we've got this thing called Americans for Real Change. We're going to roll it out across the country. But right now it's in Arizona. Got some investors, people that said, we got to change the messaging. And it's along the lines of what we did as the Black Sphere and the Kevin Jackson Network. And as I mentioned, my job, when I first started doing this, I said, I'm not going to do it the way Thomas Sowell does it, because Thomas Sowell is an amazing guy. He's one in a million. And maybe I am too, but I watched his work and went, I can't compete with this guy. He's a sage. But I am funny. I am clever. I am witty. I am sardonic. I'm humorous. I have all those factors, actually characteristics that other people do not necessarily have. So let's play on that. And that worked. We were experiencing crazy amounts of growth. And you want to know why? Because people don't want to take this stuff seriously all the time. Sometimes we have to put a comedic edge in order to understand it better and in order to digest it, so that we don't want to just say, I give up. And many of you, you said that. Kevin, we're so glad because it's not so heavy and you make fun of it. But, you know, we understand the seriousness. You're exactly right. That's my forte. And so what happens is these people say, we don't care what your business, Kevin Jackson, is not going to thrive. We're not going to let your business thrive because this is not what we're going to allow. So my donut shop of ideas doesn't get out there. Meanwhile, liars, and I documented, I wrote a piece about this because I said, here's what Twitter gigged me on. Why I got kicked off Twitter. And the guy that I was responding to, he told two blatant lies. Easily checked. Certainly by now we know they're lies. And I spent 17 months and a few days in Twitmo because of I told the truth and dared question Twitter. Now you explain to me how that is fair, how that's worked. And here we have Adam Schiff, who's still going after, suddenly social media is now pariah. Oh, we got to watch these guys. I haven't heard a single word about Zuckerberg. What should we be talking about with him? What would we discover if we were to look into what information the FBI was doing with him? You want to know what? It would be exponentially more than what you're finding out with Twitter with Elon Musk. And this is with, and I'm talking about FBI agents infiltrating Twitter, still there, running the show. If you think that because found out about James Baker and some of these other people that suddenly, woohoo, we're in the know. No, they're still operatives inside of the FBI. If you remember the hunt for Red October, it was the cook, you know, who ended up shooting the captain or shooting one of the guys, the XO. That's what you have. You have people still inside of Twitter, a company that donated 99% of, well, let me put it a different way. Twitter staff, they wrote, before the Musk takeover, with 99% of employee campaign donations went to Democratic candidates. It's unbelievable. So moving on, let me just tell you some other stuff about it, because here's the article. I mentioned earlier that Matthew Williams spent 15 years with the FBI of Seattle, most recently as the intelligence program manager and senior supervisory intelligence analyst. He joined Twitter in 2020, the same month as Baker, as, quote, the senior director of product trust. This is on his LinkedIn. In June of 2022, he moved into what they call a more expansive position as senior director of trust, product trust, revenue policy, counsel systems, and analytics at Twitter. He noted this made him, quote, co-lead of trust and safety. Now, the stat that I just gave you about the Twitter donations being 99% going to Democrats, that's in the FEC records. You can find a link of that all on your own. You don't have to believe me. So they say Williams gave small but consistent amounts to Democrats running for federal office during his years at the company. Don Burton, a former federal prosecutor who served as Deputy Chief of Staff to FBI boss James Comey, joined Twitter in September of 2019 as Director of Strategy and Operations and Counsel Organization. This is in her LinkedIn and on Bloomberg. So she's a Comey insider. They said, because of that, she would have been close to the agency's Hillary Clinton email investigation as well as its probe into Russian interference in the 2016 elections. She continued to serve in her role after Comey's ouster in May of 2017 in the appointment of the special counsel Robert Mueller. So I want you to just understand, as you dissect all this information, these are the same names, same people, same cabal, follow the breadcrumbs, and it all leads back to the Schumers and the Pelosi's and the Clintons and the Obamas and the Comeys and the whatevers. The names are not going to change. And so what Elon Musk did is to say, I'm going to show it all to you. And even in his attempt to do that, the FBI is undermining him. Even in his attempt to turn this company around, the 30, I don't know how many, what they have, like 4,000 employees, he got rid of 2,000. The 2,000 people who are left are left. They are not changing their minds. There's no viewpoint change of, oh, we got a new boss. There's going to be a different, we used to call it, it's change management, right? And so you say, well, the company's going to have a new company identity. The new guy's going to level set of about what he wants out of the company. And people, the employees are going to fall in line. Employees don't fall in line anymore. These employees are not employees of Twitter. They're employees of the government. And they're there to spy on us. So if you're waiting for them to go, okay, we're under new management. Let's see what their vision is. Because the company wasn't making money. The company wasn't providing the service that it said it was going to provide. So we get new ownership. And this guy's got deep pockets. Most people would be salivating over there. Look, I've been at companies where things are going terrible. And they go, we're bringing in a new CEO. And he says, well, here's what we're doing. We've got Wall Street looking at us, and we're going to raise the stock price. And all you guys, we're going to lower your strike price to what the dollars are right now. You know, so they're making you feel good about hanging around. You know, our stock price. Think about just stock alone. Elon Musk makes this offer. And if you look at Twitter on paper, it's not worth a dime. But Elon Musk makes an offer that's 10x. He freezes his eyes. All these people at Twitter are making crazy amounts of money. Losing money, but making crazy amounts of money. I mean, the company was losing money. And here's Musk comes along and says, I'm going to give you, you've got a golden parachute. No, nobody can harm you now. I can only equate it to when Jeff Bezos bought out the Washington Post. Did you hear of any pushback that came because of that? When he bought out the Washington Post, were they sabotaging him or anything crazy like that? Short answer, no. But Elon Musk does it, and we find out all the duplicitous, the crooked nature of these people. And I come back to this because this is the big metaphor. This is not just Twitter. This is every company. I don't care whether you're going to buy coffee or you're going to buy Christmas presents at Target. You go to Starbucks and get your coffee. You go to Christmas, go shop at Target to get your Christmas presents. There are leftists there that don't care about you. All they care about is their woke nonsense. I'm not trying to get you to be confrontational during the holiday season, but I'm just telling you, you better stay vigilant. You better stay unwoke.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.